at leedavy@calvinair.com, BWIN WPT Merit Cyprus Classic. I'm here with Jeff Hakim. Jeff has just recently been, is that right? Was it two F-top titles, is that correct?
Two F-top.
Tell us a little bit about that, Jeff, because that's a great great score.
Yeah, it was the first one was just on a Monday, the third day of F-tops, or no, the second day of F-tops, the Parliament Omaha 100 Revive. I have been playing a lot more Omaha lately. I jumped into that event, didn't start off too well, just kind of tried along, and then all of a sudden saw myself on the final table. Things went well when it mattered, ran hot of course, and ended up winning that one. And then of course the Limit Hold'em, one which I think half the people who registered had no idea was Limit, including me.
By accident.
Yeah, on a Sunday. I mean, they never have a Limit Hold'em tournament on a Sunday, and it was like a semi-turbo, the escalator thing, so it was a cool format. And again, I didn't, you know, start off too well. It was just kind of a table sitting in the corner just somehow getting deep, and again all of a sudden found myself in the money, getting some chips, and ran hard the final, so came in short, and then, you know, just caught cards when it mattered, and yeah, ended up winning that too. So it was really cool and fun, and yeah, fun couple of events.
Despite entering a tournament by accident, do you still know your way around a limit table, or was it an experience?
Not as much as I should, I guess. Just because it's, you know, especially because it was on the Sunday, you're going to have so many tables running. And, you know, you're just not going to have much limit holding experience. Well, for me at least, and just in general, at this day and age online. I think in limit hold'em it's a game where you got to minimize the mistakes you make and capitalize on people making mistakes. Although, like, saving bets here and there, you know, when people are just gonna, or, you know, just also when it in deep stage of the tournaments, when stacks get a lot shallower, you're just gonna be able to, you're gonna have to tighten up and choose your hand selection, because every hand's gonna cost you so much more. You know, once you, if you raise a marginal hand and have to call the three bet out of position, and, you know, you just don't want to get involved too much and get into unfamiliar territory. So that's what I tried to do, and it worked out.
And which do you prefer, live or online? Because I see you playing both.
It just always depends on, I guess, on the time and the rhythm, and maybe where you're running better or something, and or maybe just what you're in the mood for, right? Like when it comes, when it's like WP time, right? When, or F-tops time, you get in the rhythm, you have a 2-week grind, and you enjoy it, you know, and it's like, it only comes around a couple times a year, so it's fun. And then, you know, live poker is always going to be something around every month, right? So you're going to get your fix, but yeah, I guess these days online is a bit more relaxing, and after like a long World Series grind, it's good to come back and just kind of...
I suppose as well, particularly in the UK, I see this money's tight now, so I suppose playing online cuts back on the expenses a lot as well, right?
For sure, yeah. Comfort of your own home, load as many games as you can, less variance as well, and yeah, like you said, it's maybe, well, you know, just depends on the time of year. Sometimes it's going to be best, yeah.
And we're going to see you play the main event here?
Yeah, I just registered right now, coming in 2 hours late, but just about to get in, yeah.
See, you win two F-Tops events, and now you're big styling and walking in late. What's going on, Jeff?
I don't know, man. Just got to create the heater, right? Keep it going.
Every time I see you play, I always think that guy's a survivor. I always look around you. But in the tournaments that I've watched you, never really got out of line and had big stacks. You know, and I keep going around going, what's Jess going to do? And you're always there towards the end. What's your secret, man?
That's the problem, man. I was, one thing you don't know about me is I was born with 20 big blinds. So, yeah, that's why it's been such a grind. I play with that stack, like, more than anyone else maybe online. That's the stack you always have. And unfortunately, it's not my plan, but live, when you're supposed to play deeper and have more chips, I've tended to be on the maybe shallower end. But you get in there,
you cash, you turn it over, you make your profit, you keep surviving in the game, and that's really important in this day and age, you know?
Of course, you just got to keep chasing that win, of course, that's an important thing, and eventually, if you're there, time and time again, you create your own luck and put yourself an opportunity to win the thing.
And have you put some European events together on a kind of a tour after this? Is there anything else you're doing?
Barcelona, planning on doing that. London as well.
Yeah.
two great stops, which I always plan on making. And I do plan on being on all the EPTs. That, you know, it's usually been my favorite tour, and still planning on going to all those events.
Jeff, thanks for talking to us, and good luck at the tournament.